Also, es ist das hat von letzter Woche die Mamsche Schweizer. Last week we spoke when we get the koyach from the yetzer, the chevtzah from the yetzer hole is a koyach that the Yemshel eingestellt in the blier. There's a koyach that's through to chesolim. It's missing. The yetzer hole, without going into all the teeth kind, the lomdus, the etzem chevtzah from the yetzer hole, the koyach, but it's a koyach of chesolim. And a mensch that the yetzer hole is sholit in the mensch, is it sholit in the mensch, the middle from chesolim. He feels that he's always missing. And the only thing the Yetzer Hara took out in the mensch is as a spirit that he's missing. That's all it is. And he never is mamala yenech hasolim. And the Gemara states in Sanhedrin, Masbir rov marivoy sova, Masbir rov means, you'll be more rov, because it just makes you feel more, you want, and you feel like you're missing something. And Be'etzim never mamala de chasolim, it's a mori de gazach. When somebody thinks he has tavis achili, he sees a cookie, so he thinks that he wants the cookie, but all he does is he wants. So when he takes the cookie, he doesn't become zat, he wants another cookie. Mishiyesh loy mono, he's a roi tzim utzayim. He just makes you want. It's a koyach that makes you want, you want, you want, I need, I must have it, this and that. That's all it is. And you never mamala the rotzim. So no matter how many cookies you eat, you're never going to, only a chutz of the cookies will make you crying. Oh, but the etzim rotzim, you never mamala the rotzim. And every single time it is that way, because the chefz of a time means I want. So when you give in, you just want weiter and weiter. And that's why a person ain't the maze for chatzit tavos biyodoy, because you never mabala your tithe, because the tithe means I want. So you give in, you want more, you want more, you want more, you want, and it keeps going, it doesn't end. And that was the goin said, the famous marshal, that somebody that's thirsty, and he takes herring juice, he takes a chves, so that's not going to make you take away the tithe, so it's going to make you want more again, and that's the lashon of tithe. Tithe, the lashon is a vil. I'm this ava for epis. So if you give in, you're not going to be mamala that tithe. You're only going to make that koyach stronger. And what are you going to want? And that's what we spoke about. That's the koyach of Esav. Esav is always oyef. Avushneitim veged Esav is the Indian from the oyef. Es famatet. Why is it famatet? He never is fulfilled. Because he keeps on going and going and it's ended zechnish. And that was the Yisod Godel Venoida from the Beis HaLevi. Because the Beis HaLevi teaches the famous Gemara and Sukkah. As le'osar ha-kosh bocha get shechem the Yetzahor and tzadikim z'nidm lo'y kahar gevoya and l'shoyim kechut ha-saira. In fact, the Mordechai Shach, somebody is wrong if it's either Chut HaSayir or Tzahar Gevoya. So the Beis HaLevi is a Gevaldik. It's a Chilis Bishim Far the Taiva, Nor the Taiva. Far the Taiva, it's Taka Ha'ar. It's the Chnoi Gevoyim, it's a Koyach in the Mensch, it will. Or Benochtim, the person sees, it's Mamash Nothing, he didn't have what he wanted. Forget, he just wants even more. And he said, as a Mamash Gornis, whatever he gave into, he realizes nothing. Zok to Beis HaLevi, a Tzadik, he says, it's a Chnoia, for him it's a Har Gevoya for us, because he wanted, or the Maisi didn't give in, blive for that Tzadik, it's Shmevi the Koyach. Mashenki the Rosh, after he gave in already, so then it's nothing, it's Mamash Kesar. So he has Mori the Kachalish and Zadas, and Zok to Beis HaLevi, those are the Vidui, Sanim, it's a Sechel, Loi Shovelonu, what's my Loi Shovelonu? I mentioned a Vegelov with the Mitzvahs, what's the Gemeen, what's the Shem Krigin? And the person ran after him, what's it? Loi Shovelonu, he got nothing. He didn't get anything, because after he gives in, he realized that it's Mamash nothing. Now the Dubna Magi, the whole Moshel, Mori the Gemoshel, a Mensch Main, that boy, piece of Moran says, a Main, on Chaloimis, the person thinks, I'm going to invest over here, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do that. When a Mensch slave to Leif, on Susi, how far time is a moment goes. When a Leif, and it's only Chaloimis, 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 and he builds on his dreams. And all he is, all he ends up, and he sees that Nishmael is a Zacholim. A Shengit, a Mensch hat Zeichel, mit ein Fruta, can a Malas and a Gewaldi Gerotzen. Ich will, then you give stock with one, $5, $10, you give stock to a Mensch, you feel more mole than all the returns you possibly could have had. And then I told you this week, the Mori Digger Rabbeinu Yoin teaches, the Pasuk in Tilon Amatches, Hashem negdecho kol tavosi, as Dover Melech HaGezok, as Echob Nishma vi ein Taiva, a Taiva Shazayin Tzazame Medir. And there's a koyach in the mensch, no, Ruchni is tika Taiva, so Hob Nitzchi, it's Zayin Grace, it's Zayin Ahechle Mensch, and Hashem the mensch. And then there's Taiva in the mensch, the Taiva Sana, and the person's in this Yenom Uchome. So we heard, the Taiva was a Zet mit the Egin, but that's what the chetz of the etzah, the kisavi hilei naim, the kli yoker, that was the type of a mensch zet, and a person always confuses the two issues. So what to be mamshech baita on this inyan, but again, to one thing I wouldn't explain this week, but inyan from Kafa Keller. The Goyim says that what's the idea from Kaf HaKela, and we spoke about it Baruch this week. Kaf HaKela is a oinish, what Rabbeinu Yoni explains, that Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Rishonim, Nafayim deal with. It's a koyach that it's a person that wants. In this world, vile, ech vil, ech vil. So they take him in yene veld, umavarft him from ein chelik from the beer till the end of the chelik. And to doitnes dein rotsen, doitnes dein rotsen. And he goes through every single rotsen. And he thinks he's going to be mamala. And the old desk is mavarft. Was I mentioned in die Welt is it in jene Welt. Gonish vet nishtane. Nothing vet nishtane. It's the same person. And the person gets thrown from one chelik of the Welt to the other chelik of the Welt. Nazucht, nazucht. Und er kennis nicht gefinnen. Und die Inuyim is neude, sagt the Goyim, that it's a lot, lot more than Gehenim. The Yisurim of Kaf HaKela, the person is wanting and wanting and wanting. Und er kennis nicht gefinnen, er kennis nicht mamala sein. And they make him do that. They make him do it for years. People think that, you know, Ba'alechem, Oval has to say Kaddish with 12 Chadoshim. That's only when he gave it to Gehenim. People think you have to 12 Chadoshim. Oh, the mention is saying Gan Eden. It's not that way. Gehenim is only the most could be, but there's other Oinshim. There's 7 Oinshim was mentioned of Durgen. And these Oinshim can go for hundreds of years, and we will go thousands of years. There was a Chmuch in the Kaf HaKela, or the other Chas V'Shalom, the Gefelech HaChatoyim. Until he gets to the sixth, then it's Kaf HaKela, and then he's Zoicha to go to Gehenim. Gehenim is only a washing machine, so the Chofetz Chaim. It only purifies the Ksamim, versus Avdi Neshama. But the person, for the Tekunim, was a Durgenga. If a person is the Oiva Mensch, is a Baltaiva, is a Baltchemda, a Kenzabrisht Einhalten, and he wants it, wants it. They make him do it for so many years. He has to go into Kaf HaKela, a gate from one Chelik to be to the other Chelik to be. Somebody yesterday last week, now just to be mark of this Nakuda before we go weiter, then again, it's a time a moment. Who is the one that gets Nenash? A mensch is a goof, and a mensch is a neshoma. There's two halogim in the mensch. The goof they take, you put it into the ground, and the goof gets colors, gets a gans of goss. Well, it's ending. It's what? It's a neshoma, it's a kerichruchni. So who gets fabrent? Ver blent in a gehenim, ver vaf in a kaf hakele. What goes on with all these achim? So when again, it's a kaf hakele, when again, it's a gehenim. There's a gewaltige sort was now this a lot of Mamur Chazal fit in with this. It's a good thing to know. A person thinks that he's made out of two things, the goof and the neshama. The truth is he's really made out of three things. The neshama, before the neshama gets put into the goof that you see, the goof, the fleshika goof, is a certain goof, it's called goof hadak. There's a lot of different names in the Kabbalah Svalim, and the Rabbeinu Bechaya calls it one name, the Ramban calls it a different name, the Nishmas Chaim calls it a different name. All the different Balim and Kabbalah, they call it different names. Alavush, Chalukah, the Rabbanon, Etzelah, Meruach, they have different names. But this is what it is. There's a certain skin type, exact cover to the Neshama from the Mensch, and the Neshama gets put into this goof, we'll call it Etzelah. Etzelah Dak. But again, to the Neshama, the Etzelah has Eps Gashmias. Now, Mele, it can force the Neshama, it controls the Neshama to stay only in this sack. The negay to the goof, it's kulay ruchnis. But really, a person has three parts. If you take a look, the Gemara in Ksuba says, Rebbe came back, after he was nifta, says Rebbe came back and made kiddush for his family. Yeah, the Giveg is done. You can amaze him, achov shim and amitzah, so has shark, we can amach him kiddush, moitzah zayin. But what came back? What came back? Rebbe's goof was under the ground, there's nothing to talk about. Pia said he went to Rebbe's kever, the gevent of the kever. Rebbe's goof didn't climb out. What came out? So the Mufashim explained that the goof dak, that the neshama is not really is inside this goof. The neshama goes one way, but this goof dak is really the etzem person itself. The goof, the flesh, the goof that's in the ground. But the goof dak, this tzelem, this can go around. That's why if you ever go nicham avenim loyelenu, which shouldn't happen, you always see the mirrors are covered. Why the mirrors covered? Because this goof dak you can see. You can't see it with your eyes because you're too magushim. But if you look into a mirror, you can see it through a mirror. And it's a sakonis from fashion, so proceed, because mamash is, and the shom will go out. So the din of shulchan aruch is you have to cover all the mirrors. Because the goof hadak is the stoive from different places. The goof is tapped under the ground, then the shom achelik goes lamailo, but the goof hadak, this tzelem flies around. And that's why the Chazal tells us the famous mice with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, just like Rebbe came home to say Kiddush, is Rabbi Yossi Aglili used to come home every little Shabbos to say Kiddush. And once two Talmidim were noch in Rebbe, so they pierced by the Biesek Lili's house and said, hey, he's a Rebbe, it's in Rebbe Taman. So what kind of business they got? So they went the next day home, they sent him a Shemna. I said, yes, he gave him Tanander, a man, what's going on? And Bezin decided they're going to give him Malchus. They didn't get a chance to give him Malchus, it was the next Shabbos, so Rabbi Yosef Lili came back with the Guf Hadak, and he came back and he said, for what's Vengstu? I said, the Choshim if I have Vader. So he went the next day in the shul with the Guf Hadak, he was Magala himself, the Ezit Surah year, more than the Gufadak, and they saw, and he was admonished all those people that might say Shemra on them, and then he never came back in the belt again. And he saw us, and that changed back to us. So he didn't left. That's why he didn't go back. But this Guf HaDak is the real, real person. There's a famous Maisa, the Maisa Vitri, is Rashi's Talmud. He brings down this Maisa, and the Oz Ruh also brings it. Everybody calls him an Oz Ruh, but the original place is for the Maisa Vitri. Now the Kiva was once going, and he saw a person that was Orum, and his face was black. And he saw him running so fast, he saw him running like a sus. And it was a lot of Chavim Eitzim on him. He said, Rabbi Kiva, in fact, stop. Who are you? The mention of this Gevalt, he said, I can't stop. He said, I'm Goyze. So he was Goyze, the mention, the person stopped. So he said, Vibistu. So he says, he's afraid to talk. Because he's Mukhiv to run with the Chavim. He says, Nay, tell me who you are. So he says, Ich nishta chayich ben ames. What happened is this person was Nizgala to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's man, I've got Heilige Egen. I said, you can't send them mention the Guf Adach. And he asked him, what's the problem? The famous mice, everybody knows. He asked him, what's the problem? So he said that he did Mamash Gefelech HaAvedis. And they made him, because he did this Avedis, he said, what was the Avedis? He says he was a Gabbai, he used to take Meches. And for the Ashirim, he used to let them get away with it. And for the Anim, he used to kill. So because of that, they made it that he should come back. After he died, they made that this Guf HaDak had every day cut trees. They take him, then they burn the Guf HaDak. Then they put it together, and then they burn him, and every single day he burns himself. Nochamol, nochamol, nochamol. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, does he have any takona? So he says, I have no takona. He says, did you ever hear from the mamunim? The malachim was drains the chalumde. That I read of you, did you ever? He said, yeah. He once heard a malach say, he said, oy, if this man should have had a kin, or the kin should have said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and Baruch, and everybody would answer, Baruch Hashem, Baruch the Olam Vod, or what is on Kaddish, is this will be a schus, we will party, it's such a mighty gazach, a man should have Baruch, and Zod Kaddish, and Zod Omein, and Zod Kaddish, Yesh Ben Abba, is that will tell you, so Rabbi Kiva says, tell me your name, he said, my name is Akiva, he said, what's your wife's name, he said, and the Vul, Lech Voin, Lutkaya, so he went to Yenishtot, until he found, until he had a place, and he has very dementia, people said, you march more, he said, Klolos, and he said, does she have a kid? He said, she's given, when this person paid it away, so he said, is there an argument living that she's given him a beris? Okay. Does he have a beris? Woo, bros, no one wanted to have any shaykhs to the family. Rabbi Kiva went at Gemala to Kind, when the tongue of Lenin with the Kind toyed and it didn't go. The kid's not going to go. Azad Tatan, Azad Tatan, Mama. He's going to go. He's Rabbi Kiva give fast Freitzig tag for this Bochru. So the toyed is a Larangin by him. And then he taught him until he brought him to the Beis HaKnesses. Unochtem, he brought him to the Beis HaKnesses, because of Bob, he said Kaddish. And then right away they patted the Yena Guf HaDak from Yena Oinshim, and then he came to Rabbi Kiva and Acholim. He said, Tenuach Daitcho, Shet Tenach the Daiti, when he benched Rabbi Kiva, that he should be Zorich of Eruike, when he comes in this field, he should have no Mafriim, because he saved Akopon, what's the Tzadik Gumin? His Nishmas Chaim explains to Tzadik Gumin Yena Dak. Sometimes, you know, if you take a look in the Zohar Kodesh, it says, On Asher Maises, Rabchia, Rababa, they went to Midborius and they saw the Shamas come back. What comes back is the Guf HaDak. And that's why you have that's a pshat. And Dovr HaMelech, he said, Ach, B'Tzelem Yisalachish. A mensch geit alumit yenet tzelem. He has two levushim in the mensch. And he explains, that's why the Bein HaBachai, all the Rishonim say, that's a pshat. The Ebbish Givizim Dovr HaMelech, Rishon, Dor, Man, Higov, who did he show him? The people weren't born yet. And he showed him this Guf HaDak. This Guf HaDak is the exact amount of how many people have to be born. Each one already has the tzelem, the Guf HaDak. That Guf HaDak is the etzem chetzef in the mensch. And the Abish showed that to all the Malishan. And that's a chat in the Svarim where they speak about as Neshama's red names, and it's all in the Guf HaDak. A koponim, a mensch was geituf, a mensch was hetchemde. A mensch does a choymid, and he doesn't control himself. The person that doesn't control himself every time he walks into the kitchen. When Ashmed go to Essen, every time he walks into the refrigerator, how many times don't we all do this? You walk in the refrigerator, you walk in the kitchen, you open the refrigerator. You walk out, you come back 5 minutes later, you open up again the refrigerator. What happened? You said there was nothing there anyway. The guy says, okay, I lowered my standards, I'll forget anything. I'm like, why'd you open it again? Nochamal. Every time you walk into the refrigerator, you open up the refrigerator. You walk into the refrigerator. Anytime you walk into the kitchen, you open up the refrigerator. As a choymed, chemdo, he doesn't stop. Ramot Chabenet, the Chassam Sofer wrote with him in the Chubis, he writes, he says, as given, the Abish is Ben Yochid. The man is given as a helix of Noida. Ramot Chabenet slept 2 hours a night, but the Abish slept 3 hours a night. The man should have any Hanof in his belt that he's shribbing. And he should have the Shlach Siddur. And he wrote in the first page, every time he opened up the Siddur, he said, he's makabel on himself in a neder, not to have any Hanof in this belt, Nishmeh, could they chayiv that he should be able to deem the Abish there. You can be sure that Motchman had never ate a peanut chew. And he didn't go to Shomzor's and eat pistachio peanuts. And he didn't go this, he didn't have any Shabbos nash, he didn't have this, that, bonish, that. I had no chemda whatsoever. Is as a mensch was a gate for the world. I gave the world as a chassam soif because I ate a stomach. As when I ben yochat to the Eivishte. Vez as ever a mod chavanes. Because he trained himself not to give in to any one of these tithes, any one of these tzoynes. Kofonim, the Chofetz Chaim, when he brings down the maisas and the Livosh is Rabbi Sol Bashem, so he brings it down only with the kids, and then he says a moide de gezach. He says, mensch vashneinish, mensch da chemda samomim. And then we have to get to Ephraim. What was Ephraim's chesorim? It's such a oynish, v'suf tzach da oynish from Gilgul. Mohom nishkin ba grif, ke tzar in ag misnefesh, that Neshoma comes back, and what's a Gilgul? Zog to Chofetz Chaim, it's nisfas tomin, peirik dalet, ba'arucha, ba'arucha. He explains what is the ag misnefesh in the tzar from the Gilgul. He says, it was a yoyred. A person in Falorin Zangel. He's the man who went to the Gag Masnevish. He had to travel to a different Medina. And went to a different Medina, Moidig Matzlechere. So he sent a letter back to his Mishpocha. As a Kum Tzidik, after 7 years, he made a lot of money. So he sent a letter back. As a Kum Tzidik, they should be Makam upon him and by the dust. So Kitsi, he gets onto the boat. Right before he gets on the boat, somebody tells him, Hezekhaim, you are doing a lot of business over here. And there were some people that owe money. You better take care of it. You better take care of it before you go. Otherwise, you're going to have to come back and pay back the money. The man said, he's on top of the world. And he went all the way till he came to the shores. When the Mishmacha saw that the boat already was there, there was in Japan's, the Tatakum Tahim, Sazeful Yor. They gave with a telegram, however it was in those days, amazing. They're told by the person on the boat that there's a person over there, before they let everybody off, there's a person over here that didn't pay up his chayus. And Vival, he himself did that Veda, he has to go back. So they told this person, you know, as everybody wants to get off, you know, and he has that chains on Mishpochum, and he waves to them, and they're so happy, Mavank from Simcha. And then they tell him, Hazachan Lebid, you were told now that you can't get off the boat, this boat is going back, you're going back. Hey, the Romvain is toch zibi yol, a vek for the Mishpochum, Chotzlam Arogim, for a Chodesh name, Chotzlam Zeizen, for Amanut. For Amanut, they let him see the Mishpochum, come to the Tata, who's the Eben Romvain. And then the person has to go back for the journey. Who knows if he's going to make it there? Who knows if he'll ever make it back again? And who knows if he has to find a person to pay back the purchase. So to Chofetz Chaim, a mensch tut an aveder. He has chemdes a moment. Chemdes, you take a nickel from a person. A nickel! A penny, a shove a pluta. A yid is moichel on a pluta. Some say a goy is not moichel on a shove a pluta. Baal zen vegan a goy. And a person is a choymed a nem for a mensch, a nem for a yeshiva. He raids the kitchen, he's mazik, he is shtender. And he doesn't pay up his choymes. Is before the person, but zirch is a sign, heilike gan Eden. They'll tell him, Rebid, you didn't pay back. You owe the yeshiva $5. So today, let me go, my schar, name a lost dish, and the person has to be in his gazel back into a cat. And he chases away $5 worth of mice from the yeshiva. Oh, then you have to get to the tzar. On the mensch vase, which has mice, he's in a cat. And the agma snefish in the tzar. So to Chofetz Chaim, for what's our mensch to navelis? I mean, so trachten, chemdes ain't gehenem, that it vetish in leiden kavakela. But if the person uses the chem, then he does take a mice. And he ends up robbing, he's going to have to... Das geht doch neu der Weim, it doesn't end eigentlich. How much a person has to calculate before he does an Aveda. Hashem's up to say, but the reason why I'm saying it is Be Yachtiru Tzadikim Kisivim Aloi, you'll look at me, you'll know what not to do. I want to tell you what I once did. It was about 35 years ago, more than 35 years ago, I went on a Tzitzel trip, KLM. Lamaisa, one of my Renslach was missing. When I came back, Tzitzel, that answer was missing, and I only had two instead of three, and I was moody to go for that, because on that suitcase I had Svarim from Machabrim, that they themselves inscribed a bracha to me. It was very chovav to me. And, but the value of it is, Mamish, what's the value? This is $3, $5, $10, $20. Altogether it was maybe a base $25. But it was chovav to me very much. So I was so angry at Kayla, I put in a claim that I lost Kavakach money. So of course, they paid me. Afterwards, So I went to Rav Yankov. I was learning down by Rav Baba. I was a man saying, I went to Rav Yankov. What should I do? So Rav Yankov told me, it's nishdok and chiv from Vahesh and Akzele to Agoy, the blacksmith mechet. When he said the word the blacksmith mechet, I tell you, it was like a dagger in my heart. I didn't know what to do. Well, the blacksmith mechet. Comes a time, everybody goes home. And before you go home, you want to take care of your cannibal shrikum. I didn't know what to do. My kids, I pull up KLM. I asked them, were you insured by this? And why are you asking? So I said, because I want to put a false claim and I want to return the money. He said, they'll never believe you. Because they tell me you're in short, so they told me in Netherlands, till I finally got on a hold of Netherlands, I'm like, I don't want to put my name. My name is so common in English, it's Israel. I'm afraid of Hashem, I had to put my Yidna's name. She called, kids wrote a letter to the company, the insurance company, and they said that, we understand, I made my claim because I'm worried about Ms. Nefesh, but I'm worried about Charot, and I want to return the money, was Kach or Kach. I want to return it. So, they know, the goy, by the goy. So just give money to a galak and everything will be okay. they understand that this relationship of the chet is, I don't put the nish, if I'm yoytze with that, I have del shtar, and I told my mashvacha, when it comes my time, from yoytze to say, Eli, you should put that in my yorim. I hope to be misaka my ways before I leave the veld. Oh, but this thing, the goy, the goy, the goy, the chet, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Come back to KLM and the chet. I'll work for them like a cat. What am I going to do? A will of these all zayin in my box. As a filu, Rav Yankov, it is up to blibes men lechet, of a ula yirachem, achom dech ashtar, a nisa biyodi, I can come with a shtar. Tezva, what was it? Tezva of Ov, this past Ov. I got a letter from somebody, he writes, he says, Adoy, he shams up to sign his name, but he asked me for a favor. The Yoyis, that when he was in Yeshiva, was in the dormitory, he had this machlok called kleptomaniac, it's the gambi. And he was in this room and that room, and the following people were in his roommates, and I said, do me a favor to get mechida from all these people. From this room and that room, there came out over 20 people that were in that room. I had to get a hold of each one of these people. We have correspondence of letters from Ob until last week. It still didn't finish. He writes me a letter that he went through all the gezeilas he did from 13. He had a machla. He's the wrong. In bungalow colonies, and here and there, there's somebody got in this room that's helping me, that tried to get the mechida from every single person. He returned over $10,000. $10,000. And he has such agnes nevish and such tzar. Because he had chendas amomen. He didn't control it. Life's not a joke. It's not a joke. Ein yom kippur mechapa shirat es chavedo. Tivel agnes nevish, it's a mensh, leave chendas amomen. The mensh is zirch, even in the atutu, he still has one more place. Everything he took care of, there's just one place that he can't get. It's a ganza esik, it's just a letzter stretch. And he can't get mechidu from the other people. It's noid of oil. So if the crime doesn't pay. So Chemdes Amom, we'll soon see what Ephraim are. Ephraim destroyed his Metzias. Because of Chemdes Amom. Ephraim is the Gwena Zagreza Tzadik. You can take the Moise Machpelah for free. Now I'll give you the soda. Metamoli charges them $10 million. It's more than $10 million in today's value of money. He is those Gwena until he was, Ephraim became Chos of Vov. His whole Metzias changed. We'll soon get to Ephraim. The Gemara state as a. The Gemara Makis of Gimu state of Shimon Berebi Yoimah. Rak chazak vilti yacholos adam. Zok tigmar ma im dam shenaf shishalodim kotsim imena apoish imena mekabel schar gezel vanroi shenaf shishalodim misavu lehem umecham doson apoish imena lachas kam vakama. Zok is the mafash himself that betzina avashol the sfadis are going. He tells what he said. Gezel. It says gezel and arois is misavu mecham doson. The ma'aser nigmam bo basr state as rubam begezel amid by arois. But man shtana. He says arois can kenes a chnish miyashiv zayin. He's not a tayin. You know, if somebody says, "Oy, this nish klai, this mid by arois." Oh, but gezel yet the mensh is moyde hetter kach b'kach. I mean, yeshiva would they collect the money for me? What do you think? Well, this Dan Hola they collected for Talmidim. They cannot Talmidim. You can achlem and can achgamen and can achnutzen. You borrow it safe. You don't return it. You do return it. It's also hefke. And a person makes he's moyde hetter. And a person doesn't realize there comes a time that he has to pay. That's a darkest thing is that. Kushkin often exhales that people do yimishtamish with other people's chafetzim until a person has v'sholem. There comes a time the chemza moment them oisaitz with their laden. He'll lose whatever he worked all his life. Sleep a nickel, he won't get his olam haba. In the Mishnah Berachah says b'chol ma'idecha b'chol ma'ayincha. So before I speak, what's b'chol ma'idecha? Ma'idecha means ma'oid asach. What's v'kumtas b'chol ma'ayincha? So one of the perushim on the Ein Yankov, the Prashas Mordechai is Dr. Azay. B'chol ma'idecha zu mitzvah shebein olam chaveri. Dilu b'minyon imamen. V'kor elei ma'oid b'nei sheroi b'nei yodam r'sholam b'hem. As a person has to realize, the chemda is a moment a person has a moment to get chemda. And a person that you have to realize as that, you have to control yourself. I just want to tell you a few little mices, what's his main chemda is a moment. How Gedolei Hador was so zohid, the Bliskerov was such a takif v'daitek, yidua, tzachnish gebeik, he had the midah from Avrom, ivri, kol oilam kule ve'ever echad, vu ve'ever ashen, tzachnish genumen, kemplut of an amensh. Money that wasn't his was like it wasn't b'metzias. Anything that wasn't his, money couldn't move him. Sein Geld is given sein Geld. It was marked on He made once Abel go back to a Tzahagoy. They gave something, they left extra few prutas there. And he made Abel go back to get back the money. He said, I've given the Becheshma via the pruta. And it's like Sechonim, it's allowed the Reise. You have to take back those few prutas. He made Abel go back. And he said, it was Moedik Vashem. Oh, Azach was initially Biskarov's geld. He once came in an envelope, he used to give the Rav money. That he should pay out to Tzlaka. I said, there was one envelope that wasn't marked. Who gets from? And there was a person that wanted to give the daf, give him yuchad, he wanted to give it to Biskarov, that he should use it. Is the Biskarov didn't want to use it. He said that Taka, this person was supposed to send money, Obe, Lemaisi, Vati didn't mark it, so it's not like that it's for me, it's for somebody else. Kissed Mishpocha said, well, Moedik, let's borrow with this, that he didn't say, Mishmoivinish, Nishnigea. Didn't take too much longer, he got another letter from the person, and it's a chanchulik, why he wasn't a farita, but the Yanageld is for this, and this is there. And Taka wasn't his money. And Biskarov goes up, no, this is, if it would have been Mishtamish with Yanageld. I saw myself, Rabbi Chaim Pinevsky, someone come to Rabbi Chaim Pinevsky for a broker. He sees, what, 200 people an hour, 300 people an hour. So I saw, I was sitting in Letterman Shul, somebody I mentioned many years to Rabbi Chaim for a broker. And Rabbi Chaim Demgevench, he spoke to him, and then afterwards he put money, he gave him, Rabbi Chaim said, name. So he put the money in the stendards. I said, Rabbi Chaim, took the stendards, and I put it, went on the floor. And you know me, and this is going to be geld, and this is going to be geld. There are people who are not under the mention's geld. And there's people that did naming zelig, that's mamish der panasa. There's mice and bris. There's the ganif. The bris. The shlatz ganif. Everybody has a ganif. A kid said, the person made a bar mitzvah. So he came to Rav Chaim. Yes, Rav Chaim. I guess he made a bar mitzvah. Had the mention said, it's a ganif. Oh, before some kids are leiden, the kids are stomach a bar mitzvah. The mention will not rank with the kid. What should he do? So Rav Chaim said, told the shamash, he said, Ruf Maran. So he called over the ganif. So Rav Chaim told him, you know, Kares and Avish, very good. So he said, let him to he takes him to the next room, inside. So he said, I'm not going to hurt you, but I want to talk to you. Answer me straight. So he said, Pstaganev. He said, yeah. He says, what if you were had the Pstaganev on Shabbos? Would you do it? Said, yeah. He says, what if you had to break open the lock, to get the key to get in, or the window, would you do it? Yeah. He says, what if you would have to light a lich to get to know exactly where the money is? Would you do it? Said, yeah. So Rav Chaim invited, tell me, what if you got from going also? I understand. He says, tell me, if let's say you went to a goyish house and you saw an available treifus, was it gedumna shtikli? So the heavy you choshev me as azach, it's a treifus to chayid. So Rabbi Chaim says, come on, shtikli. Shabbos is gonish, no, it's not like sigzel is gonish, on treifus. He says, everybody has treifus. Gzele, that's my panosa. Also my panosa. And Rabbi Chaim was mate. He was mate everybody. He says, as long as you know that the money that went from this suda wasn't gzele shigel, make an essence. So the Shtom mentioned that the whole mentality is that they gamble. They mamish gamble. That's the panasa. So they'll do anything that goes into the way of the neighbor. Oh, the bells are tables for us. There's different types of people. I want some the gavot from the Shedrus Rebbe. The whole gavot, it's mamish atzilus the gavot. He says, it's very polite in the Torah, state like signoi. State like signoi, place ignoi. So why is one place say loshon yorot, one place loshon avim? It's not the meditative. He said, the first like signoi is he should be going with nefashis. Like signoivu zokrashi, no, you know, be going of mom. So it's a difference. A signoiv is going to purchase. Like signoivu, for yikra, that's a going of mom. See, it's what manishtan. Why did they say loshen rab and they say loshen yochid? So the shedus the rebbe says good. He says they're gamed chain mention. Who kidnaps people? Yechidim and klai yisrael. It's a mensch. It's a durgan ability of mensch that he robs people. A gamed mention. That's loshen yochid. Like signoiv. But then the Achoshev mentioned. Achoshev mentioned took Lashon Rabban. Was Hetzach Bayayich, Migetis Bayayich. As I mentioned, that's the Zogon Signoivu, Lashon Rabban. Lashon Rabban, then they said, as he said, the Torah is Mitzabit Zvei mentioned. Zog the Shed is the Rebbe. People think as Vos is awesome, Tonus Gamad and mention. Oh, but Gamad and Geld, he's looked at Achilu Dachshuvi. The top. Ve Machnish Shtik, Ve Machnish Genevis, and Gitz Zeylish Azachen. And of those, it's even Achilu Achoshev mentioned Tonus Gamad. Yeah, Rav Zalman was a little boy, he could do it by 2 years old. As Rav Zalman, by 6 months, as I mamet him, he gave him to Essen, is Rav Chaim Voloshin said, Eidus, and Rav Zalman, it's like machna brok of his mama's milk. By six, I could imagine it was not shy. Kids, he was 2 years old, was running around the shop, somebody lost his sitter. He said, I grabbed the hold, he said, who took it, this rascal? So the guy grabbed the hold of Rav Zalman, he wasn't, I know, come out of Ganavid, he's going to my sitter. So he starts screaming, he says, show you my signal. So somebody, they knew who Rav Zalman was, and then it starts, and they thought, oh, Shaita, he had a book, and he had a book, he knows so much, he's 2 years old already, he knows the whole Chumash, what's the mess? She said, what's the mess? I got it, you're like signal. So then the Zalman, after the guy let him go, so he said, Hezekhan of Yid, he said, I feel the Lord, get down with thine sitter, what can the Shabbat give a lay signet? Well, lay signet may go to the Foshes. So the person never had the little 2-year-old kid who bought more than what he did. Anyway, I'll call upon him. Tzadik of Moody Dick Markfield and Gzele, Ramey Prin Shlana, Kidua, he was a mensch, was a Ruha Kodesh, was in sein base medrish, the Hanhovist Nisus that he had was Noid of Oyim. Is once at a phrase that angekommen to something when it ever benchman. Says, yeah, I think a bench, was is my kind? So he said, I hope this kind of bench on my kind. It's got no, he got a kind, so she gave her a mail, she sent him 300 rubles. Sent him with a Gewaltig on the door and a letter. The kids said, they read the letter in front of him, so they give Tzadik the Geld. The Geld is in the Shmein, it's the Geneva. So he said, Favos. The kind of is Favos. So he says, according to the Torah, the Arab, the Goyin, the Tzadeh, the place in the Shonis that they wrote over there, doesn't it Schmidt? She only gave the money because she thinks I'm really an Arab, and also Poikin, I call him, does mine Torah? Yeah, she just gives them, that's not. So if I take the money, it's a Mamish Gezeh. It's a Mamish Gezeh, give it back. Sure. So they said, they had such an anis in the house. Is the kingdom give bet and rachmim, tate, and rachmim, the girl. Kids are taking them to the Torah. So they take it, I made three of the tzaddik, and if I found that, the kid, I never said, he goes to the tzaddik. Kids are bezin, they hear the boy, it's not him, it's the house of Chaim, from Lachim, and they say, he had a found, they say, believe, shoot, pickpock, you're allowed to use the money. Look. So he hears it, okay, he goes back, he turns around, he does, Namanut, Chobach HaShutu, 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 Chobach. So she said, Reb Meirel, was a geworden von dir? Bosse shahoyle by zokin, you wouldn't touch. Moment shahoyle by zokin, you would yet touch. But don't get in vain. This is all gerech. What's man is tana, bosse, abs a sofi, is a cheskel an ovi, the bosse the grace, have you heard? As bosse shahoyle by zokin, you didn't touch. As the rov, when av shem regnum tza rov, you don't touch this bosse. Bosse wegen gel, man is tana, bosse, and he put it away. And he tagged it didn't, and he gave it back to the lady. He said, the Rebetzin is gerech. Ja, de moeder die ik heb gezegd van hem, ziet de moeder gelijk die aan lachen. Voor Ramero was nifter. So he told the Talmidim, zijn kinderen, they should take all the kvittelach in the last 3 years, and they should bound it, they put it into a safer, and if he's nifter, they should put it on his kevin. So the eerste man, they told him, Pater, Rebbe, it's nicht kein Seamus, what did they write over this? It's not cautious. Can't say, I'm not going to Seamus. Nee, he said like this. He said, well, these people sent me kvittelach, they sent me money. Und sie gemeint, dass ich ein Spall sein kann. Ich sag nur, wenn ich sie vermatte. Und dann gesagt, ein Bruch, ich weiß, das. But I never did what they thought I'm going to do. Aber ich nur mit dem Geld in Gesellschaft. Doch ich komme in jeder Welt, es ist gefährlich. Der Geld in Gesellschaft ist neu das. He said, if you put this, you bind it, and I'll see. Und mein Kevin, dann schau mal, kommt doch zurück. And it comes back, and I'll see all the Kevin, als ein Buch, und ich sag, nehm ihn. Da sagt der Mann, oh, welche Menschen, ich kann nicht mit Spall sein. Ich kann nicht mit Spall sein, and then I'll go be, so I'll pay back. I should pay them that it shouldn't be exempted in the geld. Chofetz Chaim is also that way. Chofetz Chaim is genomen aan nickel van een andere mens. Chofetz Chaim during the First World War is a certain shot. And there was a moeilijke nadwin, dan befall goods. Dan befall goods sent Chofetz Chaim, asach geld, it sent him 300 rubel kessel. Chofetz Chaim didn't, he wasn't in nadwin, he was running. Okay, in this moment, I'm with the geld. So the years, Chofetz Chaim took the razaar, and he is in stuk, he didn't have water to drink. That man should have nothing. He's living over here in a room with the mishpach of his gefella. She says, "Man, if you have a chol of masfalt of flesh, the megis says him. What's the chilik boss of a chol of a gzeila? Give a cook was the man shrived of me. He says, 'Rabbi Shakov ne hagoyle. Em meint zech from the tzadik adol. Ich from the Rabbi Shakov ne hagoyle. Val mechaber from mishin bruna. So ich zol nemen yena geld. The truth is, I'm not that way. We're not posh of the yid. If I take the money, it's mamish gzeila. And the chovetz chaim is going to win the geld." Rabbi Yehuda Pian said this once about the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim gebenched, that he was off to say. No, I thought, I'm going to learn about this boss, 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 I'm going to learn And then Shlai Nevish when he called him the Oilam Verd. What's the Shaira? Shlai Nevish when he called him anything. What's that's done if you take Matnes Bosa Vidom? But the Chofetz Chaim says, Menschen geben mir Geld, was er meinen nicht mehr nach Zadig. And sometimes people bought 2 svarim, 3 svarim, and they made all the money in this blue face. And they made this, and I guess they mentioned, and they give me extra, they give this and this. Und sag mal, aber ich nehme die Geld. Du will kommen in jener Welt, they'll say, für was du will nehme die Geld? Weil du es gemeint, als du bist Tag Zadig, als er jener Mensch. Jener Mensch hat die Geld, und du bist Zadig. Wird mir die He said, "What the oinshim as a metzah so gzeila mamish." Listen, by all of us, let's say Achveis Rav Chaim Kanevsky, what if you found out? I mean, it's not child, as an ish poshel, you would have given them a geld about an ish. Is there based what from him was the mash of the Chofetz Chaim? I say the Chofetz Chaim garden, mach was an gresi mit von Hanover. Hat er halt some mamish geneve. And he didn't take it. Don't game vainen. Lol de na, so was am talk game vainen. Heit is a different kufa. Heit is a kufa, leb is gain a room, tzadik mit gain a room. Um a mond geld, hab a chava was hat er. He's tak a loaded. So gang it's a rebe, of course I can't say the name. Und mein chava, lo the name of his wife, is zeh, 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 zeh. He went into the rebe, the rebe opened up a chumash, hit a posik, showed Yudke Vofke, 26 toys in the rebe. My chava told me, he was so angry, he didn't know what to do, he missed the kodeh, he got nervous. He wrote out the check for 26 times. Money, but he didn't get any less, and he didn't lose any money with that. But he was so upset, he put his mention. Mention for cave and brothers, what's for cave the brothers? So the oilam adimion, the oilam is a shaitu the oilam. Every time they can hire it goes around. You know, Chacham Hillel once told me, I told him I get a lot of money, but stuff. He said, I give you a push later. He says, I should take a big towel, put it on my head, I put myself Baba Kalman. I'll make so much money. He says, what are you worried about? He said, that's the going thing. Just do that. You make a lot of money. Hein Mensch again, and this one chalishes, and this one pants, and this one gets shine. He says, Megate the room, it raised guilt. So it's coming outside. He had the fruit of us, a mensch, and this. But the David Zvik, so it's like, neuder, neuder, neuder. Noi de Yehuda was muided dik magus a tak of the guy to do it a lot of mices. The Noi de Yehuda, he was the only one that stood up against Rav Abishol when the whole in the Tzvi Geth, the mice murder was it for 5 years. So my hazard tumult clan, so never was such a tumult like the Tzvi Geth. And everybody was afraid of Rav Abishol. And Noi de Yehuda was the only one that fought against him. He was afraid of nobody, absolutely nobody. He also wasn't afraid of Ashirim. Every Asher to him meant nothing to him. And the mention that Yerei Shemaim is no different than any part. Ashiris meant nothing. Because it was a Maisa, it was a Muridika Maisa, it was a person that was a Meshuris to a Gresa Osher. The Osher was the one that brought a tremendous amount of wine. He was the one that had the whole monopoly of the whole pack and the whole area of all the wine. And he brought with 15, 20 wagons. He was bringing all the fasim from vine that they processed in one place. And they were bringing it over to Prague. Kids, he had a Meshuris that was working for him. He had some guilt. He was going to a Gadali in the Manchik. He left his house, it was so cold, and he had no... So I mensch, and but he was, as he was working, people gave him tips, but he was zahm to go. The mice said, on the way, they traveled, they went in the inn, Erev Shabbos, and the person didn't know what to do with the money, he knew he couldn't leave it in the inn, it's a mensch, it does. So finally, he looked around in all the fastens, so every barrel had a number. So he picked out one of the things, and he took the money, he tied it to the inside, fastened, he sealed it, and the punk that minute, while he was doing that, the usher was looking out of the window, and he saw him do it. No, it comes about the Shabbos. Is the younger man chick wants to open up the thing and take out the money, put it in his pocket. He wants the money. Is that the girl that's in the start? I am bloody the guy. Bloody the guy. You know what to do. What to do. They're still on the road. Mevemazol Zoshodim. Who could he be a choshev? All the guy, the Shakurim, they were standing by the side. All the Balei Agolas, they were there. It's a hungry shikur. He could be the only one that could be massacred. Could have taken it. That would have sworn it's only the Balei Bos. But he didn't see the Balei Bos sword. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. He held himself back from Mulya the Gaha and his nervous till they finally came to Prague. Now they came to Prague and they left all the wagons on a certain place right before they're ready to stack it in into the place where you didn't have to take it off. And Kitzel Lemaisa, he fears the mensch late to the Noi de Yehuda. So he thought, Rebbe, this is mamish my life, so I was here so many chatoshim, helping with mine, doesn't mention that. So Rebbe is the choshim. I'm choshim the Balabos, he's the only one that could have done it. He said, Ramosh the Chagvir Adin, at the Neman Apropiasta. He said, Rebbe, this is what I feel, Father. So the Noivuda called over Yeremetsch. The person said right away, he's been, Noivuda called as you come. So he had to come to Noivuda. So Noivuda asked him, was Heitzach, and how did the wine go, this and those? So he said, yeah, it's very good. So then, Tarzakashas. You look at the Machen, he said, Heber. And this is Hashem, the ganze Prag. Und noch weiter, alle Städtelach. Das ist ein Fapunum und Fapesach. Macht das, was macht er los? Kurz, he said then, he says, sorry, when he calls him, Kumarayim, the person comes in and he says, Rebbe, you have to damage me to my girl. So the person, the Gehir says, what? Why should me have to damage me to my girl? He says, Shreklach, I serve you, I give you some, I give you pandosa for Zayif and Yoran, and you should me, and you're out of his own, and I'm poor, and she took her coins, started screaming at me, yelling at him. So said, no, you do it right away. He saw the reaction wasn't. So it was like, die kann man heute sein, als ein Gewirr, als ein Teil, ein Mensch, verstellt zu Geld für die ganze Community, als ein Wein für die ganze Community, und als ein ordentlicher Mensch, everybody knows, ich habe es geskastet, he says, nicht scheinlich, als er das genommen. And the person starts crying, never, what are you doing? He says, er hat es nicht genommen, muss man sagen, als er Gold ist genommen, als er auch nicht sein muss. Well, the Gewirr heard that, said, no, no, wait, I'm looking at everything, said, nein, it says, this is not genug. You know, Muslims are going to say, even Arabs, it's kind of like, it's time opening up and drinking, just, Maharob, Maharachreis, for the table. Is Muslims are going to say, oh, this is Yainos. I'm going to say, is the person saying, they're going to say, they're going to say, kids, he goes to the building, he hits on vein, and then he says, nee, no, you know, the Mason Mas Marosh, no, she's going to modus. And maybe you're only doing it because you want to maybe marsha that dein vein, so sein kosher. And you'll say, you did it, so you have a little bit of Yainos, but you want to make sure you shouldn't lose, I don't believe you. That's it, Gendik. And the Yehuda took everybody, the ganze Tzibur, if the Mechamayda, whatever it was that day, Allah's Allah blighted. And it made the person swear to thank Kalam the Eger, as El Zagat. And the Yisrael Yehuda, for what's this getan? L'man Yishma Yiro. I feel like Eichemesh, Lo Yisignoivu. I feel like a mensch, a choshim a mensch, a mensch can, a gvir can eichet. I was so talented, always learned the world, was his main benol machavelim, was his main to Yisuf and Yisrael, was Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael, the most important thing, a mensch was a chitin. Somebody once stood by the Rabbi Yisrael Salanted, one of those two to Rebbe Elev Yom Kippur. And they stood by the Rabbi Yisrael Salanted 6 hours, 6 hours, or they gestanden in a tziva, standing, and had gewenkt in my mechazal, so meleya avoynois, mi mekatek v'roish kulom, gezel. The Chometz Chaim was in Abshnei, the Chometz Chaim used to speak about it by Nila, which is the biggest kid of our mensch, the Zayla. A mensch of Chemdes, a moment, it comes a time when it's too late. A person should take care of his Chemdes, and Kosh came when he ended up doing the pool of sleep, the Chemdes. Sfas Emes, once said over, he said, the first time he went to the Kotzke, he had a lesson, was a dose of them given, was a Tzachiloin, a ganz lemon, was a gomi yena manut to the Kotzke. He said, the first time he came to the Kotzke, he said, so the house is tefke, the doors are open, the drawers are open, it's such a, it's no day, no night. The Rebbe is a verschlossen door. And kids, the mom is totally happy. Kids, anyway, see, here's the way the Rebbe is in school. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't with those. I'm sorry, I can't with those. So the five was the Mishamis. So it's a wonder, for what's this? Ah, the ganze house is there, for someone is going in. Well, the Kotzke heard that. See, he came out, he screamed, Rebbe Feivel, steh doch leusig neuvu! So the Sfasem said, when he heard those words from the Kotzke, he said in his mind, he couldn't figure out how is a child you get younger. I stay there the turtle is ignoble. The moose home I'm a oiler. Someone to be my oiler the mensch as gazelle is also. Of sich da as a zach. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzin said, the moiler the gazach, he tights on the rashi, the nechem, the shtetach, a kibol or tzchoma zog rashi, the chazal, the nechem gvart, gzadinim ala ala gezel. Sech to fafos al gezel. He says, every single time a person knows Navera, you can be, he's, Rabbi Shem, how much I'm sorry, but not a gzelle, fafos. Because you yourself don't have any achmonis. You went to the regular man, she's guilt. How could you do such a zah? So, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin, for was gezel is makatik beloish, because you're an achzer in somebody else's possessions. You're an achzer that becomes an elder. Abzunda Zalant was once going in a wagon. So the wagon driver, he do it based off the people that weren't on a high level. So he told Abzunda, as Hani tells him, he used to call him Zundel. His Zundel's up there. He's stopping off on the way. I have my poor paters. So he says, if you see anybody coming, anybody watching, so tell me right away, I'll run. So Abzundel waited for him to get off the wagon, and the person, first he ran to the place, they pulled out a four paters, So Abzundel, me cook! And the person ran back in the thing, he started flasking that ferret knife. He said, let me cook. He said, from him will cook me. A man's greatness has me cooked from him. And kichinam zoyra anez, kol konof. A mensch basis was his mate, gezela. Rapshach. When Rapshach was a young bocher, he was a bocher, he was learning by the Bissi Zalmi. His shoes were ripped, the whole foot wasn't even covered in the bottom, in the front of it was ripped, his clay that was unganzed, it was only noida. He won't let me know how to say it to anybody. Kis Rapsim Chazela comes to Yeshiva. Rapsim Chazela was a reinbringer and king, his kid was a young kid. This kid wasn't even by mitzvah yet. He's a riesige ilu. So he asked Rabbi Zalman, And then we came and gave him my kinzel, you know, put him up to ease, he's a Gabal Kishon, and to put him up to par, that, you know, it's a lot of them. So Rabbi Zalman, his nephew, the Rav Shach, he says, Chom, Aguta Bocha, as an Orem Mensch, as an Orem Mensch, he's ever told him with my kin, some good Batzolin, Rav Simchazelik was happy, Rabbi Zalman was happy, and Rav Shach got a job. Kids, he took the Bocha was a easy Gabal Kishon. Kids, he was learning with them, and the Bocha, we didn't know, quickly, until he then started to stand, Zachzu, come out to the Shiurim, it was Gabalik. Kids, Rav Simchazel comes at the end from his man. He comes up to Rabbi Zalman, Allah was then, that he left my kin. And he was so happy with his kid was Moedig Matzlir, that the Gabal gave him geld. So Shah said, I can't use them with the geld. He was like, neither. He said, why? He says, because the kid, the Etzim, is a Rizik Gabal Kish. I just like pushed him in the, but I didn't tell you, this Mitzol Nazevi. I didn't do the work. The kid, the Kishin, it's his own that did it. I just gave a shtup. It's like, the poor shtupalach, I can't take geld. So Rav Simchazelik says, we made up at the end of his month. Who's Batzon? Kitzit started fighting in front of Rabbi Zalman. Kitzit was Chongim Shalom Rav Shach Sarach Nalish. And Rabbi Simchah Zalman was a kid. Kitzit was a ganzer fight. Rabbi Zalman didn't want to hurt anybody. So I'm back. I can go for my neighbor. So called Rabbi. He should be my chiyah. So Rabbi walks in. So what's handled sich? So he told me, Rav Shach told him, he learned with his boch, but the boch is a riesig about Kishon and made it in his life. So I can't take the goat. So, and then Rabbi Simchah Zalman said, oh, but from the Ezvegan, I can't take the goat. Rabbi said, the taste of you is in Merubah, halbe shah. He's a toysis in Ruba. He's the fetzta toysis in Shas. So he told the Bacher, Halbashor, the toysis in Ruba, Halbashor. You have a half hour to figure out this toysis. If the Bacher can figure out this, then he can't take a medicine. He can't take a putif from Avshach. For if it takes him longer than a half hour, then he needed Avshach. Then Avshach can take the money. So then the Bacher himself writes the story. So he went into the base medish. He said, he wanted to show that he's a Chochum. That's a Chochum. And it, just by the nick of the time, about a half hour, he came inside. Is just make sure that Rabban shouldn't fail him. Rabbi Zalman shouldn't fail him. After Rabbi Zalman got everything, ooh, he saw that. It was the places, Rav Shach didn't take them all. So they said that Rav Shach was marking himself out, swing by soup, as when there's a clean kin. Menemnish geld was kumnish adir. People that train themselves when they're young. On Heinz and Nishta say, Heinz is a. Come on, I don't remember I ever heard a dress once, but I'm staying. More than once, and Nila used to speak about a very thing to say, I was not going to get you there, speak in Eva. I'm sorry, maybe I shouldn't talk to him, but I was not going to. Oh, but Matar Shredman said, okay, it's Nish. Oh, but Epis, Bedakis, Bedakis. Stay to Mama Shrubin Begezel. At this, there was a mice in Slonim, Rabbi Zil Slonim. Near Slonim, they had the Shtot, and they appointed a Rav Metam. Rav Metam, a Medina, they was what Yenna Shlek. Kids that found that this Rav Metam used to give Hashedim for money. Things were mamish and veilis, it was mamish gefella. So he gave Hashedim, so they went to the Baisel Slonim, and they said, what's some of the ton? What's some of the ton? That was Hashedim to the guilt, that I was a moment, gave this mash of Klai Yisrael. Yeah, she said, Sibonish, Mestam, the ganze tzibah is just like you. So he said, we let the Rava say, we let the Rava say, so he'll bring a raya from Loik. She said to say, steht bei Jove, steht bei Jove, ich nehme Lachen, sie däume bei Erde, wo leut, Joise, wie saß du ein? Wie saß du ein? So krashi, wo sie, Joise? So krashi, oi, se joim, mi nehm, schäufe da leim. Jede Tag, wo ich gemacht, die Malachen kamen, puh, that day, die Leute became the Rove, they became the Rove, the Schäufe. For was, wo jene Tag? What happened? How did they appoint him, jene Tag? Says, you know what happened? Because the day before, there was a big fight, by he Riv, bein Roye, mikne Avram, leurikne, leut. What was the fight? The Lord gives up the name. They said, Gazele, how you let it take you down the behemoths and put it in from the felder? So he said, what do you mean? The Eskanan is going to be to Avram. And Avram doesn't have any children. So it's one day, it's going to belong to me. So one day it belongs to me now also. So the people stand said, Amesh, was can I find as I had to emuzan uzuro. So Amesh, what does it mean? Stam, skate of Sazam, if you hide that Avram Tam, and Sam to know better than him, don't worry, you don't have to be Mishalechem. But Heinz, what's the matron? Heinz, Zogt him so shown after the Badakas, Yedemensh is over, Yedemensh is over, Gazela, Metonish, over Zain Isra and Gazela. Becomes a time it's Mamish Gefelech. I feel it for Nagoy. It's Moedig a Mises and the Chovetz Chaim, he didn't let his Rebbe, she had a store. So he didn't want that she should buy things from the Goyishan ladies that come. For Lev Shazay, Ms. Gagan, with Lev Shazay, and Shazay. And even if they take it from the houses, the chickens that produce these eggs, Lev Shazay. Kids anyway didn't know what to do. Hinnitzik and the Chofetz Chaim didn't let his wife take many going from Nagid, Kemenba, Ephesus, the Cheskes Kashas, from Goy, the Ganovim. And then finally, the Rebbe said, yeah, but they, she bought it from somebody else. Did. Yeah, we said, but maybe there's a halacha of Masha Konsa Isha Konsa Bala. So he fits the Rebbe, Rebbe Sosa Lanta. You say that didn't buy a goy. Made it from belongs to a goy, and it's a lot of money. Kids, the wife gave up. She couldn't take anything from any goy. People were moidedik, ufkirek, when people were down from goy. We told us in Eshton, there's a moidedik mais when Abel Yechaim Meisels. There was a guy that came into him, he knocked at the door, he knew that the Rov is the Rov from the Yidden, and he came into with a Moedig Agvas Nefesh, and he said that during the revolution, there was a Moedig revolution, and he made a lot of money of there, he's sticking the Gelda, but in the mice, he made a lot of money, he's a guy. So he said he had to hide the money. After the revolution stopped, he had to hide the money, he didn't want people to know they had so much money, so he put it in the Marte, he put it in the wine cellar, and every few days he used to go down to his Matev, and he go down. The Matev wasn't in his house, was outside the house, like in the barn on the bottom, and he used to hide it in a certain place. And every single one, so twice a week, he used to check if the money's there. One day he noticed that the money's not being admitted to inside. He didn't know who back in his family. This time he sees the next door neighbor, the Nagar, the carpenter, all of his sons are on the corner, Shane Clay there, and he's renovating his house, and he built himself up. So right away he went to this going to Yechaim Meisels, and he said, listen, says you're a dog, and this person is in your community, he's under your dos. I'm choishing this person. He's the one that took the money. So he was listening to what the guy decided, this that so he pulled the person over to me. He asked him, all of us, I see that you built up an house. Where did you get this money? He said, the Rebbe weiß nicht. I said, my wife got a fete in London, and that's gestorben. In the Yoyos. So he said, it's the Andre Yoshi, you think? The ancient Yoyos? He said, yeah, I mean, I was hoiking the Yoyos. I said, so by the way, that's a shock. Good, he says, I'll tell you, the reason why I'm calling you is Capital Cap. I want to tell you that they found out in the store there's somebody that's giving out forged money, counterfeit bills. And it's, I don't know who it is, but now I say, I don't know where you're getting your money, but if, well, he says, you know, and then he tells him, you know, the honest with you, they take the person, they send him to Siberia, they take his kids, they torture him to death, the counterfeit money. And this, at this Kufa, the hiding and he finished. Because the person said, that was a look on. Because I remember, so you see, the next door neighbor is the boy. And now I have why he always goes down to the cellar. Because he always let that bum, he always want to make counterfeit money, he's the Russian. Starts screaming at the, says, bring me the girl, Schnell, before I have you. See, he grossed all the money. He told the guy to come out from the other room, said, nah, other than go. He told him, he just says, hey, Mullish Tom, I feel a Gezlaka. People are in the business world, and you think it's Hefka. A guy is making, I feel a Pofus Mashava Pruta. I feel the poch is in the shavuot pruta, and there's no din v'heishav zakzela to a goy. And of course, the chassam shom to lose it. So no yivah oyim. Now we have to go back to Efter. What happened by Efter? So first, I want to talk a little bit about what is my taivus on moment. Moment is a moyyidik azach, and the Chazal state in Kehelis Gimel Yud. Ve'isi esayin ashanosan lekim lebnei odom lanis boy. Shloim Amelah said, if ze azach was the avish that he gave it to the mention of a lanis boy, the person has to torture himself, and he has to work on this very hard. Fact the Gemara, fact the Medrash. What's the thing? What's a man's affair? Omer Abayvus do shiputei shel moment. Does the Yitzchak hold from Geld? The Yitzchak hold from Geld. The Amen's affair with him is the last to talk from Zaylevin. And so they say in every single type is bottle mevutel when a person gets older until moment because it's the davish of a minion. I feel the elef like bottle. A person becomes a tuzin yah. The house is el begane. And statements from him Amen that the type is a moment is noyir of oyim and the person doesn't stop. And if the great tzaddikim say once on the pasuk, miksha achazov toy, state in the pasuk, kaftoyim magdais b'mena yirakula, miksha achazov toy. It's the pasuk in the tzaddik. Say taich, miksha achazov toy. He taich is what's the shveris the zach, miksha achaz, ain't zav the shveris the zach zov toy, kosher the geld. It's a mensch on kosher the geld, it's a moody the gazach. Oy, if kesev lo yisva kesev, a mensch on geld, a vilum weiter and weiter. And he goes weiter and weiter. The chidot, he says, a moody the gavoy. How do you spell mammon? Moment you spell mem mem vov nun. How do you spell mem? Mem mem. How do you spell the second mem? Mem mem. How do you spell vov? Vov vov. How do you spell nun? Nun nun. He said moment by definition the koyach moment is the money wants to have more more more. Not only is there types of moment for the match, but once you have money you want to go weiter and weiter and weiter. There's no limit to amount of money that a person wants. In America, there's a slogan, there's no limit to amount of wage you could lose and the money you could make. I mentioned that, oh, you have kesev, like yizba kesev, it's endings of nish. I mentioned, you love vayter and vayter and vayter, it doesn't stop. The Medrash says, why is nechosim called nechosim? Shenichsim mizeh, v'niglim mizeh. Money goes from one to the other one. V'lom alikishmoy zuzin. Shezoz mizeh, v'noisim lizeh. Why is it called moment? Ma'at amoyna.
Ain't a klum, it's gonish. Mois, mala ace, it's gonish. Money moves around. Money moves around. Matrinis achashol rab yoisi. Bachalafta. The kama yom and bora kurish bogos oilum. Omle is shesivion. Shesivion. Shesivion was a shamble gives a shmai resort. Omle ma waisa was tut the ganze zeit. Omla kurish bo. Omla lot. Exact. The ape says yoisi mzavig zavugim. Bita is a plani le plani. Ishta is a plani le plani. Ma money is a plani le plani. Money moves. No one is muftach. No one is muftach and money. Money moves. By definition, money is going to move. It's going to run around. When I mention Tavis, a moment he moves around. And it's a galgal achoizib oilam. It's a galgal achoizib oilam. There's a lot of mamakoymas that explain what this means. A galgal achoizib oilam, a person that, Lina, maybe next week we'll talk about what how a person should acquire his money. She should be kosher to geld. Oh, the ain't gizach was blind by the menches. It's the only thing the Klayoka says. The only thing that's blind by bench is toivim maisim toivim. But the geld moves around before you know it, it's not by him and it goes by somebody else. Rav Zalman Sorotkin writes in the Sefer Mekumish, that's a Muditika Maisa. And there was a certain Tsar. I once saw in a different Sefer the Maisa, I saw the name of the Tsar and the name of the king. But I saw from this Sefer, in the Zayim the 30, it doesn't mean down the name of the Tsar. It was a person, Tsar Yiddish, Tsar was a Muditika honest person. And he was making a tremendous amount of money. He was in charge, the king trusted him, and he was in charge of all the money things in the by the Melech. And so one day, if Shleitzach HaYidah, Geld is a Muditika king in Sinner, and they accused the person that he gambled. So they told the king, Hezekiah, we know all Jews are thieves. And this is, look at that, where did he get all this money? It's impossible. He's working for you in the Hotel Chazay from Geld. So the king called him over. He asked him, how much money do you have? So the person made a calculation, and he wrote down, Mamish, a little amount of money, Mamish, compared to what he had, was Mamish, a galechta. Mamish, a tenth of his money wrote down. So the king says, ooh, we realize, possible, they have shaklet. They have so much dust and so much dust. We're going to make a mishpah. Kissed they take a person, they take the person for the mishpah. The person they make a mishpah, halts of stark, this is the only money he has. Kissed the kikot of fotli that he was working for him. So right before the mishpah, he sent, they should release him and he wants to talk to him. He says, Lama the Fed, I'm thinking of taking the mishpah. I always liked you, I always trust you. He gets the mizogan and the as a shaker. Says, Adoni HaMelech, I told you the truth. The only money I have is the money that I gave to Tzedakah. Every other penny that I have is not mine. Take a look, you're going to take everything away from me in 1 minute. It's not mine. The answer is, ah, was a chobis, was a chabab, back again. Was a mensch, was a gita back. Was a mensch gibt stock, it does a zeins, long nets of them sochen. We can't take that away from you. If you take money, you take $1, $5, $10, you give it to the stocker, that's yours forever. But the money you have in the bank is not yours. Who knows of some blind by the mensch? A mensch, how time is a moment. The whole time is a moment, there was some land geld, so she should put it away for Yennevel, put it, give it away where you should give. Melech momo chosa. A component is a lot of mice has been a gear to people about the Zahidus a moment. Before we get to the Indian from Ephraim, but it's very late already, it's very suspect. I just want to be Messiah. One little macho, I have to make a macho. I just feel very Hashemza that I have to be the one to make such a macho. And a lot of people won't understand what I'm saying now anyway. It's a Hartmanish if you do understand, it's a Hartmanish if you don't understand. But listen, the Kotzke Rebbe said, Avshalom said this many times. Many times when you hear a word, even if you think the other person is wrong. Just put on your heart. Maybe one day you'll see actually the mensch is right. And then you see that the person is right. So I just want to tell you something that I'm very upset about. I got already 3 phone calls this past week about it. And it doesn't seem anybody's making mechah. Ben it's really we're talking about Tavis a moment over here. And I wanted to finish Firoz with Efren, but I'm taking out the last 3 minutes to talk about a different kudah that bothers me terribly. There's an organization that's a gewaldige organization. It's called Bnei Olam. To give money to buy the oilom is a gemalik yischus. I know people, or Elena was homeless getting kinder. Was a davar from geld. I myself had a raise together with a chava miner. We raised $22,000 just for operations. To help somebody. People, or Elena, to help somebody's kinder. It's a gefella hazak. But to make a thing bapumbi, hazak you send out in the mail. Das hazak was medet, is the word fertility. If I would have said the word fertility in my house when I was a kid, I wouldn't have any teeth left. That's bigger than noise. And we shit down in the mail, the shows and does advertisements on the nights. And we make that dinner. And men come and say, mit Freuen. Shlomo Shamayim, we lost our sensitivity. Just in a noise that you don't talk about. You don't say these words out of your mouth. You shit a man. In unsere heilige Stadt, we should have as our kinos. And everybody comes. You know why everybody comes? But we're not taking Neof. Kosher Neof, that's all it is. That's all it is. Wenn man redet, wenn man schmutzige Sachen, and you think it's mutter, was ist eine gewaltige Organisation? It's a gewaltige Organisation. You should give a lot of money to it. No one's denying that. Aber zu machen, als auch bei Pumbi, and somebody told me I wasn't there, versteht sich, I never go to these Sachen. And there was a narration of Sachfrey, did that. Borsche didn't have the picture. Oh, you have the poor, they didn't have the picture. And there are the ladies, she's registered, zwischen alle Keule und the like. Oh, without a narration, the ladies, gesagt, it's our statistics. I feel a pummel. Submission b'nei toyder. Everybody, I tell you 1,000 times, that yeshiva man belongs in the base medish. Never. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you could do better than learning toyder. And even if that's the biggest note, don't let anybody sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. No matter what kiddush there is, there's nothing better than the Gemara. There was a grace of kiddush recently does. Not Elal, I forgot the... So they got big tumult. They went to that shop. Rabbi Yashiv, where he himself did the sign that they should make a kiddush. And they asked him. I know the person asked them. I heard it myself when the person asked them. They asked the Rav, should they learn or should go? So I bother. It's also sitting on learning. I said, let them go. Let them. Just people were slaying this. Oh, by yeshiva man belongs by the Gemara. Kol shkein amenzol game as I throw to a dinner about such a mitzoya. Shemzach. Anybody that goes should be embarrassed. It's a busha shen kamoyu. I can't be masked for us from the top to the bottom. Nobody makes a machor. We lost our sensitivity. When we're laying to newspapers and you listen to the radio, mevet ashtik goy, mevet avik shtoike, a goy, you're not making these lachen off. You don't belong there, you belong by the Gemara. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, so it's a zogar akapitel tillim. So a big tzaddikim, they used to say that Motzah Shabbos, all the shorim zayin open, the orphans so of Sazon, kuf your test. Say kuf your test. A lot of people say every Motzah Shabbos, kuf your test. Say kuf your test. Yeah, we should give you a little year shemayim. And you'll see what I'm saying is 100% right. Fusos worked like 15, 20 years ago. People told us about such a nice thing. And the mail, and the bishuls, and the vital. And the men's all game, and I'm viable. Oh, he's the put. No, hello, get the shmindy, mitzit. And become, you meet, and they'll do it. Then, oh, I myself even know a story, this and that. And when everything presentlicha zachem, shoyim shamayim. It's like a felcha zach. You don't belong there. But I've had to send money. It's an easy good mitzit. Hopefully, the next week will be Messiah. Bin the gate to Efrin and also be Mamsha, bin the gate to Kosher Gel. What's been Kosher Gel?
That's another portion.
That the king will have after people be choyk with this, it'll never end. They'll say this, that, will never end. See, he told him the wise man. The king, because he's talking about two friends, the people that are really together. And he told him, those are the things, because I must come, and it is that way. No, the mice, it is that way.
It is that way, but that's not what the king wanted to know.
Okay, but the king was very happy with this.
Yeah.
It's a clue, kid. No, the mice, that's right. That's right. So tell your person is after. Hashem's a right. My mother was next to it. So you do shit. This is very heartbreaking. No, we have to go through it. I guess I get a phone call this week that they found in an envelope that my mother got dividends from certain things she owned. She had a few $1,000s. And my mother forgot about it. She never knew about it. She never checked the mail. She knew that first she didn't check the mail, this, that. And it just kept on adding. Well, my sister, it was a lot of money. So I had Chalisha send that. I tell you the truth, I had Chalisha send that. You have to have the guilt. My mother, I can't say, but she would have given it away. That would have been hers forever. My mother got it was a nice thing, but she was not money. She didn't have that much money. Aber I said, Mama, what's going to talk to my mom? I sit down and I learn the Mishnayis and Zechen Ishmosa. I learn the Mishnayis and Zechen Ishmosa. I'm an older person now, so I understand what's my mama. If you come to Tzrik Tzol, my mama, I'm a little chicken, a chicken, I'm a limited person. But they found this amount of thousands of dollars, half chalishes of dollars. My mother only gave that money away. So I made a blina that money that they're going to give me, I'm going to give that to Tzrik Tzol, Zechen Ishmosa. I thought, I mentioned guilt. What's my mama's guilt? What's up my mama yet? My mama had the guilt that she gave to Tzalka. Whatever she has, the mitzvah is
my
mitzvah. So the mitzvah is lost deep again. First was the kind of way to buy monopoly sets for the kids. What are you going to do with the money? The yen guilt is the kenzerei as I use forever and ever and ever. It turns into gold, gold, gold. Keep it massive what it turns into, the yen guilt. Keep it massive. I'm not saying anything against my mother. My mother, she didn't have anything. My brother supported her. That's what she lived. Shavani Panosa. That's what I had the chalisa. That's why I'm shattered this week. My mother only. Shtetach grad that when a person dies, he's not only be mava nachlo, but if he wants, he's allowed to take the money and give it to tzav. Not all, but the shul. And favos. I'm lo yachshav when. Boy, you give it to the kids, they should kill each other. How are you? How are you losing shlokach mahagetz? Films are split. I'm angel stem and mid. You should take the money with him. Give the money to tzavka. Give the money to stay. That's the only thing you have with you. The gamfer, the richtig gamfer. Nothing stays. No, my mother had a house. And one day they didn't sell the house. Because my mother took along the house. It's catch me never the house. What's the genomen? Whatever she did and what she gave, that's what she did. That's hers. I feel it now.
That's not what the king wanted. That's not what the king was asking. What's he asking for them?
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow, Quay 56. But it's a message. It's a message for like 6 hours. It's a message. It's a chidin.
Does it help the shtar for the angi? Why is that?
I don't know. Listen. What?
It's good. It doesn't pass the shov.
He said there's no chiv hashov. There's no chiv hashov. But I got a letter from the insurance company from Netherlands.
The moichel.
That the moichel. They should give the money to a charity. They didn't say to a dollar. They said give the money to a charity.
Oh,
I don't know, Mr. Pashas. I don't know if the Moichel Pashas, the guy was Moichel. In some, he's Rav Yankov meant he's no Chiyav Hashov. So I give it back to the travel agents, the agents. He said, "I'm not going to cash them. You can't give it back to him. He's not the ruler." So I didn't know what to do. I really was frantic. I once made a cheshbon that from all the gneivos, I also wanted to do this. I was a chayyav, I still am. From the yeshiva days until that kufa line, everybody that I gambled from. You're not gambled in Fayish Ledger, but in the yeshiva and camps and this and the chavit. You have to pay back. I was 13 years old, they made me the mamun of a candy machine. I took two mismices every day that I put in that mismices. And I called Rabbi Wolpin, it's O Yisrael, Rabbi Gelfel's yeshiva. I asked him, who's the person, if should you remember who the person. Kid says, yeah, Baruch Hashem, the person's still alive. And he has a funny, he has a, I'll pay anything, he should be moichel me. He can't get away with it. It's actually, that's a chavet, but a nickel. For a nickel, I have to be a mouse in his ass.
He also has to come back.
What does he have to come back?
So you can pay him back.
That's right, take it easy. As was.
I'm not sure.